Judy, I was out at the Breslin Center yesterday, brought my two young sons, and I believe that the Sandbox Convention was a success. What do you think?
Well, we're all pretty happy with it today, Tony. The folks who came and as they left, they told us what a great event it had been for them, and the fact that they felt like they left smarter about how to vote in November, and that means a lot.
Well, I talked with some folks in the media room. You were hoping to get maybe up to 1,000. From what I understand, more than 3,000 people came through the doors, if not more than that.
Yeah, we actually had folks at the doors counting, using clickers to count, and their count came up to about 6,500 people coming and going during the day. I think we're just, you know, I suppose there could have been some double counting going on, but we're satisfied that there were at least 5,000 people there.
And what was interesting is there were people from all over the state. I saw buses from Jackson and Detroit and Grand Rapids.
Yep, even the UP. By golly, those folks up in the UP, they make every effort to get down and be part of this work. So we appreciate all of them.
And Judy, I think people would have been blown away if they would have saw this event. What you folks were able to do was just amazing. There were organizations from all around the state that deal with kids and how to help kids and how to help parents help kids. And there were organizations from all over, and Radio Disney was there and all the events, and it was fun for the kids, and it wasn't boring, and they got lots of stuff and thunder sticks. But a lot of parents, I think, learned a lot about how to be better parents. And I think even my 9 and 6-year-old had a good time there, and it was an awesome event.
Well, I can't think of a better thing to hear this morning, the day after. We did have a lot of wonderful folks from around the state there able to give good information to parents. And, you know, actually we had to cut off our exhibitors because we had so many people calling in, and we probably could have doubled the number of people we had around the course there in Breslin. So we were very pleased, just really super happy that many people care so deeply about early childhood that they would come and bring their children. And, you know, nobody's done anything like this. That's what is so fun. Michigan can really lead on this. Already there's been a milk party, milk box party started in Florida, and I've had about 5 other states call me and say, we think this is such a great idea. How did you do it? Why did you do it? And how can we do it?
Well, I also thought what was interesting is the focus of this was to bring attention to early childhood and things that could help those type of programs. And with having the two gubernatorial candidates who were there, who were not long-winded but were fun and very brief in their conversation with the audience, I think the main point that you got out there was that it's important and we need money for early childhood.
Well, we had 2 goals. One was to bring parents and families to some place where they could learn a lot more about why they really need to care about this issue. You know, some folks were there because of child care. Some folks were there because of children's health. Some folks were there because they have a particular interest in infant and toddler issues. And some folks were there because of pre-K. And it's important for people to understand that all of the child's developmental and educational needs need to be addressed if we're going to send school-ready children in. But the other thing that we really wanted to do was make sure that our candidates saw that such a large number of people care enough that they would come to Lansing from across the state and be there and listen to them. And we're very grateful that, you know, they made time in their campaigns to stop by. We think it was a very smart move on their part to come by and realize that, you know, this is a big constituency, and it's not going away.
Senior economist Tim Bardick was on the program. He's from the Upjohn Institute, and our conversation focused on early childhood care and how not only is that good for the kids and the parents, but it's a great thing for the state that can create dollars for the state. And you've got a lot of support out there, but you don't get the money you need.
Well, you know, Tony, it's true, but I think, you know, taking a couple steps back, the whole notion of the sandbox party and all of our collective work around investment in early childhood really starts with stop cutting you know, stop cutting the floor out from under these kids so that we really can work to prepare them. And then secondly, we really believe we can do better with the money that the state is investing now. The state gets a fair amount of federal money, like for child care, and yet last year, you know, we cut the child care budget dramatically in Michigan rather than reinvesting that money and in young kids. And yes, I get it. We have budget problems in Michigan, but somehow or another, we have to figure out how we're going to, you know, do the things that are most fundamental and have the greatest return on investment, which Tim talks about, you know, beautifully all the time. We have the information that shows us how the return on investment is so great in early childhood. And so and then third, you know, we'll get to more investment, but let us first stop the bleeding, and then secondly, do better with what we have. And we really have some, I think, some important ideas for changes in the way we do business in Michigan that are really about reform and restructuring that could make some of that money go further. But it will be hard for some people. Not everybody wins when you reform and restructure.
All right, Judy, thanks so much. We'll talk with you soon.
Thank you, Tony. Bye-bye.